So about 15 years ago, I took upon myself not to have any junk food during the week. Okay. Shabbos, I would still have a little bit, but during the week, I never, and I basically got rid of almost all, like cake, cookies. My favorite food is ice cream. I got rid of cake, cookies, and ice cream during the weekend for about 15 years. And then 2 years ago, I took a certain test, and whatever, it's not a, it wasn't a, dangerous test. Basically said I'm at risk. I took a certain test that put me at risk. For a certain, again, Baruch Hashem, I'm totally healthy. No one has to worry about me. But I took a certain test that told me that I was at risk for a heart, for a, you know, a certain heart, a kind of heart thing. And I go to a cardiologist in the neighborhood. He's a very respected cardiologist. He's somebody who everybody knows, and a lot of people go to, you know, hundreds of people go to him. And he introduced me to a whole new diet that he showed me research. I read a book about the subject, about how we don't realize how we are, what we're doing to ourselves with the classic, usual American diet, and we're all in a very unhealthy state. Now, I want to be careful. Like, you know those people who, like, make aliyah, and then they come back to America, and they tell people, like, you're an apikoros because you don't live in Israel, and you're an idiot, and how could you be living in America, and it's a land of tumah? And it makes me uncomfortable. People say, people have a lot of cheshbonas about why they live in America, and you don't have any right to tell somebody why they should be living in America. So I'm going to really try not to sound like that guy through this presentation. I'm going to try not to. I'm just raising something for you to think about on your own, discuss it with your own doctors. I'm just raising awareness about something. I'm really not going to try to sound like that guy. But the point I'm going to try to make throughout this year is that the Torah wants people to eat healthy. And I'm even going to go a little further than that and try to say to you about, because for the last 2.5 years, I have chosen a certain lifestyle of the way. I'll just put it out there on the beginning. Basically, what I do is a whole foods plant-based diet. I do it for 6 days a week. On Shabbos, I eat like every single one of you. On Shabbos, I have chalent and I have chicken. I don't usually eat meat, but I have chicken. On Yontif, I'll even eat meat. Yontif, I'll eat meat. But the rest of the week, 6 days a week, for the last 2.5 years, I've been on a full plant-based diet, which basically means I do not eat any during the week. No meat, chicken, fish, milk, eggs, or oil. Don't ask. You can ask what I do eat, whatever. We can discuss that afterwards. You won't talk to me privately. But I feel unbelievable. I feel the strongest and healthiest I've ever felt in my life. My doctor told me, you are by far the healthiest you've ever been in your entire life on this thing. All my doctors cannot believe where my numbers went to. They can't believe where everything went to. I just started doing exercise 2 years ago. Nothing to do with exercise, pretty much. Doesn't have anything to do with exercise. It's really just the way I ate. I feel amazing. B'liyai and har. Again, I want to also make another disclaimer. A person's health is up to Hashem. We're going to talk about that. Health is up to Hashem. But just because health is up to Hashem doesn't mean that we can just sit back and eat poison and say, Hashem, please save me. Hashem, please help me. You know, so some want to suggest, yeah. So we'll see about Shomer Pesachim Hashem. Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva that you're allowed to smoke. He says, smoking is terrible for you, he says. But if you smoke, don't worry. Shomer Pesachim Hashem. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Rabbi Tendler says, had Rav Moshe written the tshuva 20 years later when he knew all the research on smoking, he never would have even said that. Whatever, that's a good question. Shomer Pesachim Hashem. Okay, let's get into it. Enough of the introduction. Like I said, I'm sure everybody here would agree with the statement that that when you eat, the more healthy you eat, obviously the healthier you're going to be. You're going to get sick less if you eat healthy. You're going to get sick less. I'm assuming everybody would agree with that. I'm assuming that's ABCs. But what we don't understand is that this is not, being healthy is not just a medical or a logical thing. It's also a Torah imperative. Hashem wants us to be healthy. Take a look at source one. This is Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. To have a healthy body is what Hashem wants. Why? If a person's sick, he's not interested in being frum. He's not interested in being religious. He can't think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and appreciate all the things that Hashem did. When you're sick, you're upset. You're out of it. A person has to distance himself from those foods that hurt your body. And to conduct yourself with things that make your body healthy. The Chenu Omer, Pasuk in the Chumash, You have to take care of your body. Source 2 is a Ritva. It's another pasuk. L'dvar mararim karbi ba'al tochel vish asr. Ha'adam asr lo'ochle mishum. Hishamer lecha u'shmar nafshecha. Pasuk in the Chumash in Parshas Veschanan. Watch yourself over and watch over your nefesh. Watch your body. Watch your life. Watch your life. Your life is given to you. Hashem gave you life. Right? None of us would say, oh, I'm going to just ingest poison. Hashem says I'm supposed to live till I'm 80, so I'll just eat poison. So Hashem said I'm going to live till I'm 80. I'm going to live. No. If Hashem said you can live to your 80, that's like what you have an ability to live to. You can destroy that, though, before you get there by doing stupid things. And 3, another source, you know, the Torah commands you to build a fence on your roof because we don't want people falling off your roof. That's called a ma'akeh. So also there, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol michshol sheyesh sakanas nefashos, anything that puts a danger to a person's life, if he doesn't get rid of it from his house, he's violating the isra of lo sasim damim. You shall not place blood in your house. A person who feeds somebody something that's not healthy for them, he's violating lo sasim damim b'veisecha, that you should not put an injurious thing in your house. Now, the Rambam was incredibly, you probably all know that the Rambam was a doctor, and the Rambam was very, very, very big on eating healthy. The Rambam wrote an entire chapter of his book, Hilchos Deos, just about practices of how to eat healthy. We're going to learn some of them. Take a look at source 4. Lo yochal adam avshet tismali kreiso el yivchos kamo revia misavata. First of all, the Rambam says, don't eat until you can't eat anymore. That's dangerous. That's called overeating. Don't eat just because you see the food and get excited about it, and that's why you're eating. In the same Rambam, he says it's good to exercise before you eat and take a shower after you exercise and wait a little bit because, you know, let the body calm down. But he actually says exercise is good beforehand. In Source 5, we similarly talk about not overeating. It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The last words say, V'chol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shamayim. Rabbeinu Yonah in Source number 6 says, V'chol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shamayim. All of your actions should be for the sake of heaven. Afil is Rabbeinu Yonah, one of the Rishonim, commentary on the Mishnah. Afil dvarim shel rishus, even optional things, kamo ha'achila v'hashasiya, like eating and drinking, v'hishiva v'akima v'alicha, walking, v'ashchiva v'atashmish, marital relations, v'asicha, speaking, kol tzorchei gufcha, all the things of your body, you kum l'avodos barach, you should do them for the sake of Hashem. Achilu shasiya keitzad, how do you serve Hashem through eating and drinking? But Rabbi, all the food is kosher. All the food is kosher. I'm only going to eat kosher food. I don't have to tell you that you shouldn't eat treif. Even a person who's eating things that are permissible to eat, and he was hungry or thirsty, if he's just doing it for his pleasure, that's not the right way. A person should only eat what he needs. He should only eat what he needs to live. And there's a theme we're going to talk about. Do we live to eat or do we eat to live? That's the question I'm going to be posing to you as we go. Do we live to eat or do we eat to live? Gam achila agasa, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, achila agasa, which is eating too much, osa ro gedola. Rov hachaloyim anoladim, most people who get sick, hey misibas rube amachalim, comes from eating too much. The Rambam stresses this, Rabbeinu Yonah stresses this, so many sources in Chazal that eating too much is what causes a person to get sick. Just eat so you're no longer hungry. That's it. Don't just eat anytime a lot. And again, I was like this for so long. I'm really not trying to preach. This is what I lived 3/4 of my life. You saw a good food and you got excited about it. You want to eat it, so you eat it because you get excited about it. That's the way I live too. Not anymore. And I feel a million times better, and my doctors say I am a million times healthier. Your mind and your body always want to eat. Achi smali kreso. And you're going to eat and eat and eat until you can't eat anymore if you just eat when you like to eat. And if you do that, you're going to get sick, Rabbi Niona says. If you just eat because you like eating, you're going to get sick. A tzaddik eats only to when he only the amount that he needs to live, but ubetan risharim techsar, but a rasha, his stomach is always lacking. And he explains it means, later on we'll see others explain, it means he can't even bench on that. Achila gasa, you can't do that. And the Mishnah Berurah also says, gam herech bishla, source 7, the shalah kodesh, lizar miribi achila shastia, don't eat too much and drink too much. El yochav yishta rak lahamid lahavis is gufo, only enough that your body needs. Uvezeh kol su'udosav havi su'udas mitzvah. If you only eat that which you need to live and not just extras, every meal that you eat becomes a su'udas mitzvah. So it says the Mishnah Berurah according from the Shlach. And the Rambam gives you some other advice in Hilchos Deos. La'olam kishi yochal adam yeshe b'mekomo. Don't eat while standing, like most of us do at a Kiddush. He says you should sit down. Oyat al smol v'lo yahalik. Don't be walking while you're eating, so that the food should digest well. If you do exercise right after you eat, it's going to bring bad illnesses, the Rambam says. In source number 9, the Gemara Bava Metzia teaches us that not only is bad food bad for you, but good food is good for you. The Gemara says this. If you eat a healthy breakfast, the Gemara and the Rambam are very into eating a healthy breakfast. Here he talks about pas shachris, eating some form of grain. Again, I have the same thing for breakfast. I've had the same thing for breakfast the last 2.5 years. I have oatmeal and oat milk and cinnamon and a banana. People walk into my office in the morning, I'm eating breakfast, they'll say, it smells so good. Not only does it smell good, it is good. Microwave it all together. It's delicious. I love it. No reason to change. But anyway, the Gemara says 13 things are helped by eating a good breakfast. It saves you from overheating and cold. Matzos and Acham and Sima Zikin, a whole bunch of things. It does a whole bunch of great things for you. In Source 10, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says something that my mom taught me 15, 20 years ago. And again, I totally ignored her. But that's what it says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says this as well. You have to chew your food well, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says. Chew your food. Don't just swallow stuff whole and just chuck stuff in your mouth. Chew it. The more you chew your food slowly, raise your hand if your mom ever taught you that when you were a kid. Okay, my mom. Okay, huh? Some people. Okay. Chew your food. If you chew your food more, you go slower, it fills you up more. The more you chew your food, and you end up eating less. In Source 11, he talks about the importance of exercise. Rabbi Farber is giving a shiur about that. But I started doing exercise actually during COVID. During COVID, I had to get all the kids out to do stuff, so we had these biking challenges. And I said, when I was a kid, I used to love to ride a bike. Maybe I'll get back into it. All of a sudden, I didn't realize that happened. I got so into biking just from that one thing. I used to drive with the seniors. You get the seniors and juniors together. You know, we stayed like 6 feet apart from each other when we were biking, usually. But we bike together, and I got into it. And now I bike every single day. I bike like 15 miles a day, usually, every day, and I love it. But all this is even, the Rambam says here, that a person, source 11, calls match on the misamel. A person does exercise v'yagea harbe, and he sweats a lot. Ve'enos save umea, he doesn't overeat. Umea ruffin, he goes to the bathroom normally soft, like it doesn't get hard. Ein choli ba'alav, he'll never get sick. V'kochem eschazek v'afil ochem achalos harayim. He says even if you eat bad food, if you do exercise, the Rambam says that'll take care of some of your problems. In Source 12, he talks again about the dangers of achila gasa, overeating. Achila gasa l'guf kolam kum sam hamavas. It's like eating poison. That's the main thing that causes you to be sick, just simply eating too much. The rov hachalam shabayim ala adam, most illnesses that come to a person, einam ela, o mipnei machalam roim, or because of bad food, o mishum mali bidna. Now look at this. Same thing in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Source 13. Most illnesses come to a person because of his overeating. Listen to this unbelievable Rambam in Source 14. Unbelievable. The Rambam writes like this. Anyone who observes my diet and listens to the thing I said, not overeating, and again, we skipped a whole bunch of things that he says. He does talk about certain foods that you should eat and foods that you shouldn't eat. Again, those things sort of change over time a little bit. Ani orev lo, the Rambam says, I'm going to guarantee anyone who eats like me, he will never get sick his entire life. Unbelievable. Until he gets very, very old, and he'll die of old age. Ve'inot tzarech l'rofe. He will never need a doctor. Unbelievable. V'yegufo shalim. His body will be healthy. Ve'omer al buyo kol yamav. Unless, he says, unless there's a plague, then you, COVID, then you can't avoid it. Or his body was born. He was born with illnesses. So that's an exception if you're born with illnesses. Or from an early age, he did very bad things. So, or there's like a plague that comes to the world. Now, what are the reasons? We saw already the halachos. What are the reasons that a person has to be healthy? So in 15, 16, and 17, I have a couple of quick reasons for you. 15, we saw it before already. This is the Rambam. It's impossible for you to grow in your Yiddishkeit. It's impossible for you to grow in your Yiddishkeit if you're sick, the Rambam says. Because when you're sick, you're not interested in learning, you're not interested in davening, you're not interested in being from. So some people might even be angry at Hashem when they're sick. Some people might even be angry at Kodesh Baruch. So when you're sick, so you can say, oh, how come Hashem made me sick? Because you ate the way you ate. That's what the Rambam would say. But so therefore, you have to stay away from those things that the whole world agrees that are unhealthy. Source 16. Sefer HaChinuch has a little bit of a more sharp, interesting reason. Mishar Shei Mitzvah Zu. What's one of the reasons? Here he's talking about why you're not allowed to eat treif. He says treif is unhealthy for you. It's bad for you. That's why the Torah forbids you to eat a treifa, an animal that has a hole in its lung or an animal that's ill. It's going to die. So he says, you're not allowed to eat these things because they're bad for you. That's what he says. And he says, don't try to ask against the Torah. You'll prove that it is healthy for you. The Torah knows better. The body is a kli for the soul. And you can only do mitzvahs with the soul inside a body. Your body is coming to protect your soul, not to damage your soul. He compares the guf to a tseves b'yad anapach, like a clamp in the hands of a blacksmith. If you have a strong clamp, you'll make good kalim. If the blacksmith has a bad clamp, then the kalim he's going to make, the vessel he's going to make, will be bad. If your body is not healthy, says the Sefer HaChinuch, if your body's not healthy, then your soul's not going to be healthy. He says a healthy body leads to a healthy soul. And I'm telling you, in my life, in my last 2.5 years, I can tell that I have more energy than ever for everything. It's like on the new diet, I have more energy than anything. Talk about protein. I don't want to get into the whole thing about it. If you don't eat meat, fish, and chicken ever, how do you get protein? That's a misnomer. You can get protein from plants. And I'm telling you, they do blood work on me all the time, and my protein is fine. It's 100% great. And I'm telling you, I have more energy than ever to do everything. And certainly for learning, for davening, for mitzvos, I have more energy. And that's what the Sefer HaChinuch says here. Rav Kook's writings are filled with this, that shleimus haguf leads to shleimus hanefesh. That when your body is healthy and your body is feeling good, then your soul is feeling good as well. And one last reason, is in the Be'er HaGol in Source 17. Nir la nistetia tam shisirotal shmiras hanefesh. Why did the Torah care so much that you take care of your body? It's because Hashem created this world. Hashem wants us to appreciate His greatness in this world. Like it says, Hashem created all of us to show kavod to Hashem. A person who says, God gave me this life, but I'm gonna treat my life with I'm not gonna be careful about my health. What are you basically saying, Hashem? You gave me life. You want me to live. You want me to be healthy. You want me to be strong to appreciate the world. And I'm gonna say, I don't care. I'll get sick here and there. I'll take a few extra pills, whatever. It's not a big deal. You're showing a lack of appreciation for the life that Hashem gave you. He wants you to enjoy this world. He wants you to be healthy. He wants you to be able to enjoy, to appreciate Him, and kilu mois baratzon boro. It's like you are being disgusted at what Hashem wants. Ve'en erotz lo ba'avodasa v'lo b'matan scharan. Ve'en lecha zilzav kirusa yosem mizu. Okay, now, the last part of the shiur, just before I get to the, a little bit of the medical science part of the shiur, but just the last part. The last part of the shiur
I'll just summarize it outside briefly. I have a lot of sources here, but basically, a person might think, like I said before, if Hashem decreed I'm going to live till 90, so I'm going to eat all the hot dogs and hamburgers in the world that I want, and I'm going to, you know, but Hashem says I'm going to live till 90. Unbelievable. In source, that source 19 basically says Hashem decrees everything. In source 18, the Shulchan Aruch says anyone who says I'm going to put myself in danger, but Hashem will protect me, is an idiot. That's basically what it says in source 18. All right, a person's going to walk through a dangerous neighborhood at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, well, if Hashem thought I'm supposed to live until I'm 90, so I could put myself in danger and walk through. No, that's against all of Judaism, because you're basically saying either you're putting yourself in danger, you can't assume a miracle is going to happen to you. Who says you're worthy of a miracle? And in source 20, unbelievable Gemara, Amar Rav Yacha, may Adam Yehesh lo yavach al yom alav. It's up to man that he doesn't get sick. My time to Rav Yacha. Ve'hisar Hashem mimcha kol choli. Hashem will take the choli from you. Mimcha ushlo yavach choli malecha. It's up to you to make sure you don't get sick. Rabbi Chani, Rabbi Nelson, Rabbi Tavai, Tishim v'teisha b'tzina, 99 people die from cold, v'echad v'idei shemayim, only one dies from Hashem. Rabbi Shlomo, Rabbi Nachum, Hashem, Rabbi Nelson, Tishim v'teisha b'sharav, 99 die from heat stroke or heat exhaustion, v'echad v'idei shemayim. Rabbanan Amrin, Tishim v'teisha b'pshia, 99 people die because of their own pshia, their own lack of self-care, v'echad v'idei shemayim. And in the Chovas Halvavos, right, and the Gemara says, yeah, Kol B'di Shemayim in source 21, Chos Misin Apachim. And the Chovas Halvavos in source number 22 basically says that even though you're supposed to have bitachon, that Hashem is going to protect you, you can't be a fool and an idiot. You have to make your own hishtadlos. You have to try. What person is going to say, oh, Hashem decreed I'm supposed to make $300,000 a year. So I'll sit at home, sit on my bed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make the money run from heaven. No, a person has to make his hishtadlos. You have to try to go into a business to allow Hashem's blessings to come on you. Hashem's blessings can't come if you're just going to sit home. Same thing with your health. What are you going to say? Hashem decreed I'm going to be healthy, so I'm going to sit there and eat all this disgusting stuff that's bad for me. No, you're going to ruin your own future. That's what the Chol Salvava says over there. And lastly, and this is where I'm going to introduce my very small, I'm not making a pitch, I'm just rock bussy lahayer. I'm just putting it out there for your, again, you talk to your doctors, talk to your nutritionist. Don't listen to me. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm a nothing. I'm just a guy who went on a certain diet for the last 2.5 years and feels amazing. And I just wouldn't want to hold that possibility out for other people as well. Unbelievable. Abarbanel in source 23. He's not the only one who says this. Just to summarize what he says outside, Abarbanel quotes a Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. You ever notice how in the beginning of Chumash and Bereishis, everybody's living till 1,000, 950, 900, 858, right? And then after the Mabel, everyone starts dying after 100. You know what Abarbanel says? What happened? What changed? They started eating meat. That's what changed. That's what Abarbanel says. Take a look. And they start eating more processed foods. He talks about unprocessed. Can you imagine Abarbanel lived 1,000 years ago? Today, people are talking about processed versus unprocessed foods. He already said it 1,000 years ago. Dasa Rav Amor, Shadoros HaShem, Mishchaber Lema, Arichas Yomei Chayim, Siba Tivis. Hativisi anagasim atov b'machal mishnah kviyastim b'milti mosaris. First of all, they didn't overeat. Kihinei heim b'doram lo hayo ochlim basar v'lo hayo shosin yayin. They didn't eat meat or drink wine. Kikolza hayaslos b'mei noach. That only started later after the plague, after the Mabel. Aval yom mistak b'machal hatzmachim. They used to eat vegetables, things that grow from the ground, v'ha'asavim, and grass. U'shisiyas hamayim, and drinking water. The more simple the food is, not processed, you're going to live longer. The more simple foods you eat, the more you're going to live longer. And the more processed foods are, you're going to,
the end of the
you're going
first
to
shir,
live less.
At 10:30,
hello, Tira. Shagamayom. Oh, so how come nobody's doing it? How come nobody does it? Ah, the Abarbanel says, you'll see, even in my day, he's talking about 1,000 years ago. Yimtzu b'nei adam yivkru b'anaga adaka pas melech yochol mayim amasur yishtu v'lo yikshu olisha v'chol zeh im b'nei avodas Hashem. Avol rov b'nei adam amanam lo yivkru b'anaga adaka hi. Everybody knows it's the most healthy, but people just ignore it anyway because most people rather do what they like to do as opposed to what's actually really healthy. Kim amalas nafshki rav avlchen bachur b'dachem v'shigun, etc. Okay, so my doctor holds, and just last 2 minutes now, my doctor holds. And obviously you get 20 doctors, they'll say 20 different things. Just a few little things. If you want to learn more about the diet that I'm on, there's a website called Forks Over Knives. Last night I watched the documentary, an hour and a half movie, where they explain to you this guy, these guys who did their research, and they think that the whole American government establishment of food is all connected to the farm industry, and no one's telling you the truth about science. If you see what goes on in China, and you see in other places of the world that don't eat the way we eat, just I'll give you one statistic, okay? In China, 4 out of every 100,000 people under the age of 65 die of heart failure. In America, it's 65 out of every 100,000 people that die of heart disease in America as opposed to China, simply because of the, and he proves something called the China study. He did it from 1983 to 1990. He proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that meat, even chicken and fish, is not as healthy. Again, I have it every Shabbos. I'm not a nutcase either. This is nothing ideological. This is purely, for me, it's only about one thing. It's about health. It's about being healthy. I have some other things. And this book changed my life. It's a book called Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease by a guy named Caldwell Elsenstein. He's like the star of this movie. My doctor read 30 books on this topic. He told me, I just read one. It's all about how changing your diet can make you unbelievably more healthy. Thank you for listening. I want you to have a great day.